says, Tanu Rabbanu, learn like this. Af al pi shom, even though we learned that HaMishamish Mitos Liyohaneh arranged them a guna, even though we learned that's not nice, you're not supposed to have Tashmish in front of an Ohaneh, in front of the light, but the Shamir Mishami says, Sri Cheshneyeh Demakot Tashmish, that really the din is, you have to have two bedikas, one before, one after every Tashmish. If you use different shmatas, or if you want to use the same shmata, Tishamish Liyohaneh, Masha Mishami holds you allowed to, that if you only have another shmata, but since you have to be boydik, you have to each Tashmish, you have to look in the mirror to see whether it's dam or not. Well, Beisila Mesila says no. Da'ya b'shneidim kol ha'layla is enough just to make two bedikas no night. One at the beginning, one at the end, that's enough. Tani would learn like this. So Chudam Achleika says, how did the Rabbanah make this late plug? Did they make such a late plug or no? It's only a din that you have to make one in the beginning, one at the end. Mesila holds and Beishami holds no, it's a late plug. Every Tashmish needs its own bedikas. Tani would learn like this. Omru lehem Beisham leBeisilu. Beisham said to Beisilu that leDevreichem, according to your words, you don't have to make one Tashmish from the beginning to the end. For Leichu Shema Tiratip is Dam Kechardul. Maybe Tak, let's say after the first Bia, she did see some Dam. A small piece of Dam came out, the Bia Rishayna. For Tachvenu Shechvazera. And the Shechvazera covered it up, a Bia Shania. And so if you're making the bedik only at the end of the night, maybe you won't find the dam anymore, because the sheikh was there, covered it up. On this, Omalei Bisilu Bisilu says back, after the Reichim, if you're worried for that, even you Beisham, even according to your words, it should be kasha. Leichim, you should be afraid like this. Ad Shoroit Patecha Peh. Like, why aren't you afraid, like, even though the dam, or the Roit Patecha Peh, Rashi says that means, Reik Adam, Pe Oisim Mokum, Kleimar. Afilu Keshoisa Bedekas, even though Mosesha makes the Bedeka Lacha Tashmish, but still you should be afraid. Shema Rosa Tipat Chad, maybe she did see some Dam. But Batachvena Shech Vazera, Beyesa Bia. But the husband lived with her, let out Zera, so maybe the Zera is covering up the Dam. So Manashach, if you Beisham is afraid of this, so it shouldn't help a Bedeka either. Because you make a Bedeka after Tashmish, you have to be afraid, maybe Shech Vazera was covering it up. That's the same. Only Beisilu after the grave. What you Beisham Aleichesh after right Patecha Peh while the dam is still inside her. Shema Nibuk. Maybe we covered up with the ship Hodok Club. But the ship was there. So we won't have to make a bedika either. Even though you make a bedika, you have to every Tashmish. But maybe you won't catch the dam. Or Molehem Beisham said back no. If he Shema Doima Nibuk Parmachas the Nibuk Shnei Pomes. A big difference whether the Shemat became dirty once or became dirty a few times. So therefore, it's good to make a bedikah after every Tashmish. But to wait to make the bedikah at the end of the night, since there'll be so much zera there, on that Beishamai holds, that's no good. You can't wait till the end to make the bedikah. That's too long. That's the machlekes. So you have to make the bedikah after each Tashmish, or otherwise, because otherwise you're afraid it'll get too dirty there. Or else, no, but still, you're not afraid. The Maisa should make a bedikah at the end, and if there was any dam there, the dam would come out on the Shemata. Tani will learn Amr Yeshua. I like the words of Beishamai. Omer lo tamina, tamina said back to Rebbe, kama hirachtu alein, like how much of a machni, how much of a chumah you're putting upon us. We have to make vadikas by every tashmish. Omer lehem, he said back to them, listen, mutav is better, sherech aleichem b'olam azeh, I should make it harder for you in this world, today sherechu yimechem b'olam abo, you'll have a long life in olam abo, and it's kedar to do this, you're doing mitzvahs to be machnir, you'll have a good olam abo. Omri Abzerah, Abzerah says like this, Medivrei Kulum Nomad, he learns both from Beisham and Beisilu, he learned out from here, that there is a chshash that maybe right after Tashmish, to join Tashmish, that she does see Dam. There is this chshash. Therefore he says, Bal Nefesh, Lo Yivu V'yishna. A person that wants to be a Bal Nefesh, a Machmon himself, there should be this chumrah, that if you live with your wife once that night, so not live with her again that night, because you have to be afraid maybe she saw Dam. If now in Sugi we see there is a reason to make a bedika. Why? Because there is a chash, maybe the Tashmish caused Dam to come. So if a Baal Nefesh person that's Machmir, should be Machmir. That's what the Bzeira holds. Even though this Chum is only for Tyrus, but even for Tyrus, you see with the Rabbanan, though there is a small Svara, that maybe she saw Dam. So therefore, there's an Indian to make a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. However, Rabbi says no. Rabbi Amar, Boil B'Shoyna. There's nothing wrong. Even about Nefesh, there's no need to be Machmir at all. You can live with your wife twice that night. Kitan Yehila Tyrus. That thing we learned you're supposed to make B'dik, because there's only a Chumra for Tyrus. But not Laban. Laban, we're not afraid. Tani Namiyoch, don't let this slow. Tani Namiyochi. That the Medvah, when we just learned, Le Tyrus, only for Tyrus. Avo Laban La Muteris. But Laban, she's Muteris. And when we learn, you have the Chash for these B'dikas, only for Tyrus. But Laban, though, then she's Muteris. Now, Ubemedvah Muhammad they said, Shenicha Becheskas Tyra. If you leave your wife Becheskas Tyra, so she's still Torah. Avol Anicha Becheskas Tamei. If you left her when she was Tamei, then Nerlami Becheskas such a Tamei Torah Ani. That she always have to remain as if she's Tamei until she tells the Kriel, like she went to the mikveh, and she's Torah. Omar Rav Abba. Omar Rav Chiva Rashi. Omar Rav. Bot Ko Biye. Let's say she made a Badika with a Tashmish. The Ovat. And then she lost it. So let's say she made this bedika after Tashmish. So Lachur is Asur L'Shamish, she's not going to make another bedika. You can't live with her again. At Shetivdek, until you make a bedika. The kid said, that's the din of the Chumra of Tyrus, the Magad Noi B'Tyrus, that you, according to Beisham at least, you can't live with her again until you make this bedika. Or Rashi learns, it could even be called the Beis Hillel. It's talking about the bedika Lefnei Tashmish. So even according to Beis Hillel, if you only live with that, you made a bedika before Tashmish. So let's say you made the bedika, and then you lost it. So the loch is you can't live with it until you make another bedika. So the question is why? Mask of Lorev Elam, Elu, Isa, even if the bedika would be here, the aid would be here. Milay Mishamsha, like the loch you don't look at it right now. You don't live with your wife, and you'll check it out tomorrow morning first. So Yafagav de lo Yodo, even though you don't know about it, you're allowed to live with her. And so Hashtanam is sending here also. Tishamish, we should say she's not have Tashmish together. Aye, she doesn't have an Abadika, so what? Omalei Rav, Rav says back, no, there's a big difference. I'll tell you, Zu Mechicha Kayim, Vezu Mechicha Kayim, like that's a Din de Rabbonin. The Rabbonin is that you can live with your wife, even as Madam Noeg Tyrus, as long as you made a Abadika before. Even though you don't have to check it right now, but as long as it could be checked for later even, so then the Rabbonin said it's alright. Like it's a light plug, the Rabbanu want you to make this Badika. Namely, why? For Tyrus. So as long as you made the Badika and you have it here and you can check it out later, it's good. But if you lost it, you can't have it checked out later, and Ichnami, send the Rabbanu, don't want you to have Tashmish, they say, I'll wait until you make another Badika first. That's called Zum Echichas Kayim, Zum Echichas Kayim. Yeah. Okay. And the verse is what? Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Also, liyodim shishamish mitosa biyod. You're not supposed to live with your wife by daytime when it's light. Micro, what's the pasuk? Shnem it says yoyvad yomish be lost a day. Oiled boy that he was created. The Eve was saying the day he was born like. Fi alaylo omar hurigever. The night time it says hurigever means laylo nitin liroyin. Night time is given to become pregnant after tashmish, but the yoyim lo nitin liroyin. But daytime is not given for that. That's Reb Yochanan's pasuk. Look yourself in this pasuk. Pasuk says, "Boyza drach of yumas." Besamas mavaz is drachim is yumas. So Rashi says it means tashmish. To what derek the tashmish? In therefore, if you have tashmish biyoyim, you may bol they bizoyim. You may see something adav in the guna. You may see something not nice in there, and therefore this gana love should become like disgusting in your eyes. So therefore, you should not do that. She shouldn't become disgusting to you. So that's called boyza drach of is yumas. That's for Shlokish pasuk. Something more says Rosh Lakish, High Court of Yechon my Dorish Bay. What does he do with Rosh Lakish with Yechon's Pasik? Me boile for this pshat. Like the Dorish Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa. The Dorish Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Oysay Malach Hamamun Al Royin. The Malach that takes care of pregnancy. Laila Shmoy. That's his name. So the Pasik says before Yoyvid your other boy be a Laila Oymar Ro. Laila there means doesn't mean nighttime. It means the Malach. That's over the pregnancy. And what does that malach do? The Pasuk teaches that the noito tipi takes this tipa. He takes the zera like, or this egg, the fertilized egg. Umamid lof nekodesh brok, he puts it in front of the kodesh brok of the yom, and the malach says right now, favorite bunny shalom. Tipa zu, this tipa, ma, this little drop here, ma teale, what's going to be on it? They pass nice right there, gipa is going to be strong, oichalosh a week. Chocha ma tipa, smotra tipish. Oshir Yoni, smart or poor, the rich or poor. But Vilu Roshra Tzadik Ruhama doesn't say whether he's going to be a Tzadik or a Roshra. That they don't say then. Why not Rabbi Chanina? The young Rabbi Chanina, how koyel b'day shemayim, everything like comes min hashemayim, it's like ois kapasim, what you gonna be? Chutz excluded me yirah shemayim, excluded me yirah shemayim. Shneimer the pasuk says, v'yato yisrael moshe mekev hashem imoch, kiim lo yirah. Hashem only asks from us to have yirah Hashem, because that's what's up to us. But everything else comes min hashemayim. So that's from that pasuk, that v'laylo oin mehoir regev, it means the laylo, means the malach says about the yiroyim, what the kid is going to be. That's what Rosh Lakish does with the pasuk of Rabbi Yechonon. For Rabbi Yechonon, why does he learn like that? Rabbi Yechonon says, and came that's from the pasuk, next to the pasuk should write, gever hoira, should have said this word, gever hoira. My hoira gever, what's the lashon of hoira gever? Says the word laylo hoira, as if to say laylo nitl yiroyim, that the night time is given to become pregnant of beyond the yoyim lo nitl yiroyim. So it could be, according to Rabbi Yechonon, there are two things from that pasuk. This Indian that B should only be at night time, and also he agrees it could be that Laila means the Malach tells us that what the kid will be. Now Rav Yechon, High Court the Rosh Lakish my Dorish Bay, wanted to do with Rosh Lakish's Pasik of a boys of the Rach of Yomus, be born like the Siv, the Sefer Ben Sira. It says what Shloisha Sunday Hashem is saying three things he hates, for Yabor Loy Hafti and four things I don't love. The four things I don't love, what is that? Sar Hanagbu Bebes Hamishtois. Rashi says the means like a Talmud Chacham that Rogel goes around to eat by parties, eats by base mishtois. For Yarmulah, some say Sarha Nargan. Nargan, Rashi says that means Marba Dvor, a person that talks too much. For Yarmulah, Sarha Nargan says the Yamoishiv Sheves Bemroy Mekoris. Rashi says that means you put down Sheves, means you learn Barabim outside in the streets like. So it's not nice, you be Mavadar Torah, you can't learn so good there, it's not so good. And the Yoichiz Biyamul Mashtin Mayim. Someone holds on to his Eidah when he urinates. And then what? So, Nichnas, the Bayis Chaver Pissim, walking into your friend's house, like without knocking, without giving him a warning, going in straight, that's no good. And Omer Yechonon says, the Chidish Omer Yechonon, even to your own house, you shouldn't walk in unless you knock first. The Rashi says, Dum Avdi, maybe you're doing something that's Nias, should always knock first. Omer Hashem Ben Yechoi, Arba Dvorim, four things the Kodesh Baruch Hu Sainim, Hashem hates. Vani ainu oivim, I don't love them. Wonder what he's saying. Yanichnas lebeis the pisim becomes into his own house suddenly. V'yetzach lemer pishur lebeis chaveroi. And v'yoyches bomul mashtemayim. Somebody holds on to the yomla and is mashtemayim. Also mashtemayim marim lefei metosim shalosh metosot nei kolchai. All right, we'll stop here. Let's know about some Hashem when you go yabod the poor Makkadosh Baruch Hu soin that Kadosh Baruch Hu hates them. The yani any oyevam, but me myself I don't love them. It's really how can you say a thing like that? The Kadosh Baruch Hu says some eisim doesn't mean any any oyevam. So the Mashiach explains over here. But quite one of the things are hanichnas the base of pisim. Somebody goes into his house suddenly. In other words, first he's supposed to knock at the door and tell them you're there. It's not nice to come in suddenly. The einsoch lemon for sure it should be yos lebeis chaveroi. His mother, even to your own house, you shouldn't come in without knocking first. So, pshit it out to somebody else's house. The yoiches biyom umashtin mayim. If somebody holds on to his neighbor, b'shashi urinates, that's also a thing that Hashem